Craig Brannon from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Thanks again for doing this.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
So how to deal with an offense? It's an elephant in the room of pretty much every room that we find ourselves. From the outset, what would you say are some misconceptions that people try to apply in their lives incorrectly and out of touch with the scriptures?
Well, it's interesting. From a Christian point of view, Matthew 18:15 says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother." Right off the bat in that scripture that Jesus gave is a personal paradox. In our Western culture, the offending party must go to the offended party. But Jesus is saying just the opposite. The offended party must go to the offending party in order to win them over. And this is exactly, obviously, what Jesus did. He came to earth. We were the offending party. He was the offended party. God was the offended party. And God showed his love to us this while we were yet sinners, the offended party. Christ died for us. Most people say, well, they've got to come to me. They hurt me. Yet Jesus is saying the second. Another issue when it comes to offense, it's not if it's going to happen, it's when. Offenses happen. We are naturally, in fact, it says when they sin against you, when they miss the mark, they're going to sin. And notice what it says, go and show them. So again, the offended party must go to that person. It actually says go and expose, go tell them exactly what they did to offend you. And that is critical when it comes to asking good open-ended questions. So why did you think it happened? This is how it affected me. Knowing how to literally detail that offense. And notice what it says there as well, David. It says, just between the two of you. Hmm. Now, in an offense, for sure, if a person is dangerous, deceitful, delusionary, distant, or in denial, that is difficult at times to go to someone like that. Like, for instance, if the offense was an abuse. But by and large, a lot of the things are conflicts that could be worked through. And so the ability just to go to that person, and yet in offense, we're taught just the opposite. People don't go to that person, they often go to someone else. Hmm. And another key in dealing with the offense, if they listen to you, willing to work with the offending party, and the word listen basically has the idea of coming in line with, listening to the details, unpacking how they may have hurt the other party. And the key is obviously what you want is if they repent, that they change the direction of their mind.